solamente intento de contestar esa historia. Se lo cobro en Sanyas. My role is to conduct the election of the committee chairperson. After that, I'll have to step aside and give it to the newly elected chairperson. Let me just explain the procedure that will be followed. I will call for the nomination and the seconder from the floor. If there is one nomination, no voting will take place. Then if there is more than one, it means we will go through the process of voting. Let me now proceed and call for the nomination for the position of the chairperson for the Select Committee on Finance. Members will have to identify themselves so that I can properly record. Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning, my name is Tusin Motala. I'd like to nominate the name of Honourable Member Charles De Beer for the position of Chairperson of the Select Committee on Finance.
Let me call for any seconder for the nomination. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Motashopin Chitsin. I second the nomination of Mr. De Beer as Chairperson of the Select Committee on Finance.
Thank you, ma'am. Does the Honourable accept the nomination?
Mr. Bento, I do.
Thank you, Member. Let me call for any other nomination from the floor. Any other nomination from the floor? By the look of things, there's no other nomination. Let me congratulate Member De Beer as the newly elected chairperson of the Select Committee on Finance, and he can take the seat. Thank you very much.
Thank you, honourable members. Thank you, Mr. Bento, for conducting. Well, it's all right, you can stay there. Thank you for conducting the proceedings in this impeccable manner. Honourable members, thank you for your support. As we sit here in this room, there's a few members not present because they're in other meetings running concurrent with this one. As we are sitting here, the people you see here is the finance family. Select Committee for Finance, Select Committee for Appropriations for the same membership, just two different chairpersons. But this other component is our support staff. And I call them the A-team. I went through 5 years with them, and they're experts in their specific fields. And we will also be assisted by the Parliamentary Budget Office, headed by Professor Jahed. We will meet him in the next few days or weeks to come. Just a short word regarding our program. We had a program meeting this morning, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week there will be a workshop for chairpersons, how chairpersons, whips, provincial whips, and then from the provinces, the provincial legislators, the chief whip of each legislator, as well as the chair of chairs, regarding the nitty-gritty of the cooperation, the link between the NCP, the legislators, and the mandates we got, referring to our programs. I'm asking the secretariat to issue each member of the finance committee, and it will also apply to the other one, the appropriations, the legacy reports. What did this committee do in the previous 5 years? That you get the sense. What was our program of action? That's legacy report. We are dealing in finance with the macroeconomics, fiscal framework, the revenue proposals, South African Revenue Service, South African Reserve Bank, the FFC, our main stakeholder, in this case, the National Treasury. Also with the provinces And the new thing we brought in is to engage with the provincial treasuries, the MECs for finance, on a quarterly basis, to monitor the fiscal position of each province every quarter, that we don't land up again with an Limpopo situation of intervention, because that's not good for governance. There's documentation that you have to complete, please, for the secretariat, the admin, the housekeeping, and with those words, thank you for the staff for arranging this meeting. That concludes the business of the Select Committee for Finance. The meeting is adjourned, and I'll hand over to the presiding officer of the next meeting.